CanYouRelatePodcast.com. I hope everyone is having a beautiful day, despite what is taking place in the world, despite all the ugly things that are going on, despite these demons walking the face of the earth. Still keep your faith. Still keep your faith and still continue to believe that better days are coming. I just have to believe that. I just have to believe it. And so I just want you guys, before I get into my podcast, I just want everyone that is listening, be encouraged. Stay encouraged. Keep believing. Keep dreaming. Stay prayed up. I'm telling you. That's the armor you really need, man. You need prayer all around you. You need to pray for those that you love. You need to pray for those you like. You need to pray for those you don't like. Much needed. All right. So I just wanted to say that, man, before I continue with my message. Much love to everyone. So can you relate? Podcast.com. We here, man. We're making moves. We're trying to create momentum. While you're here on my website, subscribe. Also, follow the link from my website on over to iTunes. I am on there as well. The big news that I received, I am now on Stitcher Radio. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. Download the app. It's free. Check me out on there as well. Can You Relate Podcast. You know, in second grade, I won a spelling bee. So anytime I have to spell something, pretty confident. But yeah, man, you know, in light of thinking about what is going on in this world today, thinking about that, right? I've been doing this deal where for like the last month or longer, I haven't been watching the news. And this is just something that I've been doing is because I want to be in control of my day. The news is just depressing. And so I wanted to take back control of my mind. I wanted to take back control of the things that went inside of my brain. No, it's not saying that I want to live under a rock and I want to make believe like everything is perfectly okay. Absolutely not. I'm on social media. You can't escape it. But I remember when I was growing up, we would watch the news in our household because we didn't have clocks. And the news did what? As you're getting dressed for school, they have the time at the bottom of the screen, right? WGN, you know, NBC, growing up in Chicago. So we would watch the news. We grew up very poor. And we would watch the news because we didn't have clocks. So in order to, you know, stay aware of what time it was, you know, so we can get to school and everything, we had the news on. And so what ended up happening is the news dictated us. It dictated our lives. It took control of us. They figure out what they want to hand us, and we just, it's pumped right into our veins, right? It's like getting an IV. And so once I have my breakthrough, I started realizing, like, okay, I really need to change the way I think. I really need to change, you know, what I'm putting into my brain. And one of the big things that needed change was watching that news. And I'm telling you, just give it a shot. Go 2 weeks. I've been feeling pretty good ever since. I've been fine. I've been like, oh, okay, this is good. I control it. So just try that, man. Just try now. While you're still going to hear about stuff, but you're not going to be glued. You're not going to be glued to the tube. You're not going to wake up feeling good. And then when you turn on the news, especially in the Chicago area, what'd you hear about? Over the weekend, it was 50, 100 people shot, 20 people dead. Like, that can't, you can't continue after hearing that feeling jolly. It's inhumane to feel jolly after hearing news about babies and stuff like that. And I at least just wanted the part of my day. If I was going to a job that I absolutely hated, I at least needed my morning to be okay. And that stuff would just ruin you. It puts you in a bad mood. It puts you, you can't be productive. You're thinking about these kids out here being killed. So I just took it upon myself to say, I'm just not going to watch it. I have clocks around my house now. Thank you, God. People say, he's thanking God over clocks. Heck yeah. Thank you, Lord. I have clocks around my house. I have a clock on my iPhone. So I'm very grateful. But that news, man, it is depressing. And with everything going on in the world today, it makes me think about my eulogy. What is your eulogy going to be? What is it going to be? And the fear of mine is mediocrity. Mediocrity. Having that common eulogy, being a positive statistic. What's a positive statistic? Well, I'll tell you what it is. What I believe it is, it's a term. I don't know if I came up with it, but it's, you know, I didn't read it anywhere. It's just how I feel. It's just what's inside of me. A positive statistic is what I was becoming. I did everything society has told us, has brainwashed us to believe that you have to do in order to be successful. I did it all. I didn't get a criminal record. I didn't hurt people. I didn't kill people. I didn't spend time in jail. I graduated from high school. I graduated from college. I have my degree and I've been working. And that's it. Like so many of us out here. And then when you go to funerals, you hear it all the time. This was a hardworking young man. This was a hardworking young lady, a loving father, a loving mother. And that's it. How many funerals have you been to that the eulogy, all the eulogies sound the same? And so when I have my breakthrough, I'm afraid of that. I'm afraid of, you know, whoever, when my day come, someone standing above me, standing over me saying he worked hard. He was a good person. No one is going to get up there at your eulogy and say, you know, thank God this person is gone. He was an asshole. He was a horrible person. I'm talking about some criminals, everything. They still get that eulogy. He was hardworking. He ran into some problems in his life. He tried to turn his problems around, yada, yada, yada. All that stuff, right? And I'm not being insensitive, but think about it. That's real. That's 100% true. I just don't want that, man. I understand that I am a great father. I understand that I work hard. I understand that I go about life trying to do things the correct way. But that's all I get? That's all there is to life? That's all I have to settle for? Is doing everything society tells us that we need to do in order to be successful? And what's their definition of success? Working hard, 80 hours every 2 weeks, decent benefits, good benefits, and that's that? No, that's not enough for me. That can't possibly be enough for me. Making a difference, having an impact, changing lives, providing opportunities, that's what I'm in search for. That is why I am here on this microphone. That is why I took it upon myself to start doing more, to have my voice be heard. That is why I'm afraid of mediocrity. That's mediocre, doing that type of stuff, in my opinion. And I'm not dissing anyone. But when society tells us that these are the things you have to do in order to be successful, they're just pumping limitations into our brains. God's honest truth. That's all it is. So even me just simply starting my podcast and having my podcast, whoever does my eulogy, if my day was today, my time came and I had to lay there, someone can simply say he was trying. He was trying hard and really mean it and be genuine about it. I have something that I'm leaving behind. I haven't put up 1,000 podcasts, but there's something more than pictures. My social media is more than that, man. I'm on this microphone. People don't do this. I'm talking to the generation that is lost right now. Seriously. People are not doing this. We have all these, you know, no disrespect to people, but we have all these old heads telling us stuff and they just simply can't relate. They grew up in a different time than what we are experiencing now. They're baffled. The things that they went through, the struggles that they had, they simply don't understand because we don't have anyone stepping up to speak for us. I don't want to hear about Jesse Jackson and those people there. That's what you call opportunist. Wherever the camera's at, they will be there. I'm sorry. People are not going to like it, but it's the God's honest truth. I need to be more. I don't want to leave the face of this earth. Or when I'm laying on my deathbed or my time is approaching and I have my family around me and stuff like that. I don't want to worry about if the insurance from my job is going to take care of my funeral. Why am I placing the well-being of my children, of my family, in the hands of someone else? It's my responsibility to make it happen. That is my why. You know, when Les Brown, I listened to him so often, man. And one of the things that resonated with me is when he said, the next time you get your paycheck, really look at it. Don't look at your, you know, what they're taking out your check or anything like that. Look at it. Look at the gross amount. And the gross amount is what you have sold your life for. Oh, people are going to be so angry hearing that. $9 an hour, $10 an hour. That's it. That's all. That's it. I don't understand. I just don't get it. And so that's why I'm okay with doing what's unpopular. This isn't popular, man. It's 2015, right? This isn't what's cool. And so that's what I fear, man. That eulogy. I need to do more. I'm no longer accepting limitations. I'm no longer accepting just a good job and they got decent benefits and I got to make sure I stay there 30, 40 years. I want to enjoy life. I don't want to limit my children. If they want to go to Harvard, if they want to go to Cornell, if they whatever they want to do, if they want to go live abroad in another country, I want to be able to make it happen for them. Opportunities that you and I did not have. When do we break the chain of limitations? You leave the face of this earth today. What's going to be on your tombstone, your headstone? Loving mother, loving father. And the day you were born and the day you died. What's in between? What's in between? Die empty. And what I mean by that is leave this earth when your time comes and we don't know when. Be doing something. Be making a difference. Be trying. Be trying to be more. There's a black woman walking around that is a billionaire. Oprah Winfrey. Her grandmother told her in Mississippi as she was hanging clothes, being the maid, her grandmother told her, make sure you pay attention because this is going to be the life for you. Did she accept it? This is a woman that grew up in the civil rights movement, the South, segregation, lynchings, and she became a billionaire. She became a billionaire. So why are we settling for the job that's paying us $9 an hour, $10 an hour? Listen, we have to do what we have to do. But like Eric Thomas say, man, you got to step into the pocket. You got to step into your greatness. Let me tell you, the skills you possess, the retail jobs and stuff like that, they are never going anywhere. If you spend 4 years, 5 years of your life really pursuing your dreams and it don't work out, you don't think you can come back and get a job up the street, around the corner? It's not going nowhere. They're going to forever be available to us. Why not try? Why not try? You see what's going on in the world today? Man, you better get a sense of urgency to yourself. You have children, you better get a sense of urgency to yourself. I'm telling you. And so that's what pushed me. That's what motivates me. I'm tired of the limitations. I'm tired. Look at Jeff Bezos, right? for you people that don't know who he is, this is the guy that started Amazon. We are afraid to walk away from jobs that are paying us $9, $10 an hour, $12, $13 an hour, right? We're afraid of that. And here's a guy that walked away from making, what was it, about $200,000 a year? Now, be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself. Who around you is making 200 grand per year? And then ask yourself, who around you, if they were making 200 grand per year, they are willing to walk away from it to simply get rid of the feeling of not trying? Who would leave it all behind? Come on, man. This is what I'm talking about. Just simply try. Simply go for it. Avoid that common eulogy that we all have heard. Was a good person. Loving father, loving mother. And then that's it. And that's what's on your headstone. And when you're gone, your children, they step up and they take your place. Meaning what? They do the same exact things. They follow in your footsteps. And that is a profound fear of mine. That is why I have made the transition in thinking differently. Investing in myself, investing in my future, investing in my kids' future, investing in my grandchildren's future. That's why. And like I said, this is the first step. And what is your why? Figure that out and don't be afraid. All right, man. Thank you guys for listening to me. Can You Relate Podcast.com. I feel incredible. Stay encouraged, man. Stay prayed up. I'm telling you. This world we're living in is absolutely crazy. And you need that armor around you. All right. Keep believing. You guys be safe out there. One love.